of course, you know, Tuesdays means we're joined by Brenton from the Brazos Animal Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And that also means that we try to find something animal related.
Yes.
You know, because we try to keep it topical. We try to do those segues that they teach us about in radio broadcasting school.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same place they tell us to talk like this when we're on the air.
Not exactly.
No,
like
not really.
Yeah, so. I think Wolfman Jack is dead, actually.
Yeah, really. Yeah. this is the closest I could come to actually having an animal story. Forensic experts have discovered a new purpose for cat litter, and that's catching arsonists.
Huh?
Catching arson? I'm glad you asked. I heard the question in your voice, Patrick.
Yeah. Well, that was a question, actually.
The gritty pet product.
In Shakespeare, that's what say you.
That's what they teach us in broadcast, too.
Yeah. The gritty pet product is unrivaled in its ability to absorb gas from hard surfaces, or so they say. CSIs, that'd be crime scene investigators, as if we haven't known that for the last 10 years, already use domestic materials, including mashed potatoes, sanitary towels, and flour to detect traces of the liquid at fire scenes. When a CSI arrives at a scene, they first determine whether any ignitable liquid is present either by their own smell or sniffer dogs. Then they cover the area in question with an absorbent material. Kitty litter is effective because it contains sodium bentonite. I told you, Tom, that's what it was.
Thought it was sodium pentothal.
Duh.
No, that'd kill you.
Yeah.
That's a volcanic material, and that retains gas without reacting to it, is the kitty litter. That's what it does for it.
Unless the fire was started with kitty urine, and then it won't cover the smell at all. It won't absorb anything.
Yikes.
That's right.
Are you trying to say that it's flammable?
I'm saying the kitty litter I used is not.
Oh,
I see. He retains gas, right?
Yeah.
What other people react to, right?
Yeah, really. Right. So there you are. Yeah, Brent, did you have any idea that the kitty litter could absorb the gas?
No, I didn't.
See, you learned something. You can go back today to the animal shelter and dazzle them with that comment.
Yeah, of course it makes sense, but down at the shelter, we only use it for the kitties.
Right. You're not using any arson investigations or anything like that. So I'll have to ask William Bouse when he comes in here one afternoon about that, too. So 817 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Branton joins us from the Brazos Animal Shelter. What's going on?
Well, this weekend, we're going to be out at St. Francis Festival over on Rock Prairie at St. Francis Episcopal. That's going to be from 10 to 2. We'll have microchips, county tags out there. The A&M vet students will be doing rabies vaccinations. It's a good chance to get caught up on all that if you're behind. St. Francis is also going to have a whole bunch of other stuff, so come on out and visit that. Also, Saturday from 8 to 12, we'll be out at the Farmer's Market at the Brazos Valley Health Department building there on the corner of Texas and William Joel. Again, that's going to be from 8 to 12. Come on out and visit that. We'll be out there with information. We may be selling T-shirts. I think we're selling T-shirts.
You are now, in case not.
Yeah. I'm not doing that one. I'm going to be doing the...
You just committed them to it, so...
Well, it's no big deal. Wanted to highlight a couple of the animals that we've had down at the shelter for a while. They're really good animals and looking for a great home. One is Damon the dog. He's 5 to 6 years old. I believe he is like a Boston Terrier mix.
Oh, my. That's a passionate following of pet owners right there, are those that like their Boston Terriers.
I have one at home.
Really?
I call him a Tasmanian pig dog because he's so big for a Boston.
Oh, really? Wow. Does he snore?
Yes, he did. He was doing it last night and was keeping me awake.
Yeah. I know because of the short snout, most Boston snore, so...
Usually not as bad as last night, but I don't know why, but he was doing it bad last night and it was loud. I kept having to get on him.
Wow.
But he's down there. He's very sweet, very loving. Come on down and ask for him. If you're looking for cats, we have a red adult tabby that is declawed and neutered, ready to go. We call him Puss in Boots. So come on down for that if you're interested in a cat that's ready to go and declawed. You can see all this on our website. That's BrazosAnimalShelter.org. You can give us a call at 979-775-5755. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Thanks, Brenton. This is Brenton from the Brazos Animal Shelter. And we'll go right over to Priscilla from the BCS Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Priscilla.
Good morning. Did you know that kitty litter is also good for a facial?
I'm learning so much this morning. Can you elaborate even a little bit about that?
Well, I think I've never done it. However, I've read this before, and you just kind of get it wet. It turns muddy. You know how a mud mask.
Like a paste.
Yes. Okay. And you put it on your face.
Really?
Yes.
Who was the? I want to know who was the first woman that agreed to that procedure.
I don't know.
And
maybe I'll have to try it and let you know next time.
And what a great salesperson that sold her on that process. Said, we've got something that's going to work. It's going to sound a little out of the ordinary. We're going to take kitty litter, wet kitty litter, and smear it all over your face. And her response was to say, sure, sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, we'll tighten your pores.
Absolutely. So other than helpful hints like that, what else is going on at the chamber this morning?
Well, this morning we have a groundbreaking for fire station number 6 at 9 a.m., and that's on University Drive across from Albertsons there. So we hope you can make it out for that. On Thursday, we have a ribbon cutting for the Art of Attraction Hair Salon, and that's off of University as well, and that's at 4:30, I believe. Then this Thursday, we have lunch with Senator John Cornyn at Briarcrest Country Club. It begins at 11:30 to 1, and the tickets are $25. And if you haven't made your reservation, I suggest you call in at 260-5200. Seats are filling up if they haven't already been sold out. I've been out of the office for a couple of days.
All right. And where is that again? Where is that lunch again?
That's at Briarcrest Country Club.
Okay.
Yes,
very
with
good.
Senator John Cornyn. And then let's see, looking forward, on October 6th, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at Wells Fargo Advisors. And that will be, the deluxe ribbon cutting. I believe that's at 4:30 on October the 6th. And then looking even further forward, we have our Youth to Career Fair on October the 18th at the Brazos Expo Center, and that is sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center, and we're really excited about that. I'm really excited about that.
Is that your first one?
It is.
Yeah,
that's
always a good thing to check out.
What a wonderful event to provide these eighth graders with a look at all the career options they have available to them.
I've been in a booth at one of those and been able to talk several years ago, but yeah, It's fascinating just to kind of get an idea of, you know, give them an idea of what you do and things like that. And it's fun. It's just a fun, fun way to spend some time. So
exactly. And if you're interested in hosting a booth, please give me a call, Priscilla, at 260-5200, and I'll be happy to sign you up for that. It doesn't cost anything to have a booth. Okay. And then on October 20th is Business After Hours at Chrome. So that should be a great experience, and we look forward to seeing you there. Those are from 5:30 to 7 p.m. That's all I have for you now.
Very good. Thanks for dropping by, Priscilla.
I'll bring you some kitty litter next time.
Excellent.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Priscilla from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. We chat with them on Tuesdays as well.